In Kabaramayo, the district, the education department hands over newly constructed two-classroom block to Odekere Primary School, marking a significant step towards improving education conditions for the pupils. Paya Sebino, the acting district education officer, notes that the new facility is part of the ongoing efforts to address classroom shortages and create a more conducive environment for the teaching and learning. According to him, this project costed the district a sum of total shillings 115 million and it reflects their commitment to ensuring that every child has access to quality education in a safe and comfortable setting. Ebino is now confident that this new block will help reduce congestion and improve overall academic performance. This is what he says.
So our expectation now is that since the facility is provided to them, the school should ensure that it is utilized well for the benefit of the learner. And so achievement, a good standard is realized in ASPA performance. Basically, that is what we expect. But the community also should ensure that they protect that, the facility. Many times we find that there is vandalization. Yes, the teachers should maintain, if the glass breaks down, we see the some part wearing off, it is the responsibility of the management committee to ensure that this facility is maintained, preparation and maintenance. Because the contractor does work, we've handed over the structure, and within 2-3 years we find that everything is dilapidating. Yeah? Meaning, there is no what operation, there is no maintenance. So the learners should be given that responsibility of using the class well and maintaining.
On the other hand, Raymond Erasu, the head teacher of Kodoekere Primary School, expresses gratitude to the district for the support, highlighting the challenges the school has faced due to limited infrastructure.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for the effort really the district gave, because a big struggle is with the sixth classroom. When I joined here, it was even very difficult to carry out supervision, because one class was studying in the church. So I even constructed the grass art classroom, so which now I'm very grateful. So grateful. And in fact, those people even beat the deadline. The construction began around November there, and by Feb they had already completed. So I'm so much grateful. Yes, that is what I expect, that it is going to, the enrollment will increase, then the performance will also be okay.